Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
I want to get hamsters that have little boa feather boas and put them around their neck and then put little jean jackets on them and then make their little paws sit up underneath their chins and do glamour shots for hamsters. Hamstars.
I like it.
It's a very niche market.
I will tell you
and
what.
Not glamsters, because I think glamsters is better.
Glamsters.
Yeah, like good. Glamsters. Hashtag copyright, bro.
Glamster shots.
Quick, hashtag copyright.
Okay. Fucking, that's how legally it works, so we know
hashtag
that.
Hashtag LLC.
We know that.
Change your username, schmuck.
He says, don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do. All right, now that we pretty much cornered the whole hamster market. I mean, it was a black hole.
Whoa.
As far as marketing is concerned.
Look, African-American hole.
Come on, Marie.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll read it maybe if you're funny. If not, try harder. Today is May 28th, 2014. It's around 7 o'clock, but you're probably listening via podcast, except for, you know, the people that hang out in the chat at morelikeradio.com/live. I always recommend the chat. It's a friendly environment. Well, I'm not saying
it's very friendly.
It's not that friendly.
It's uber friendly.
You get to see gifs of Roy smacking Marie with a dildo.
That's what's happening right now in the chat, actually. So
that is what's happening.
When did that happen?
I don't remember. We are
a long time ago.
Yeah, in a planet far, far away. We are live. We are down John today, but we are, of course, joined as usual by Sean Wurz.
Sean Wurz.
Marie Lopez.
Wurz.
Joel Van Wingerden.
Wurz.
Don't do that. Don't. Big Booby D, who's dressed like my grandma again. And
sexy?
She's wearing this weird robe. I don't know what it is. Anyway, de-unmute your mic because I can't hear you. And,
oops.
Yeah, there you go.
I forgot to unmute my mic.
Yeah, I know. It's difficult.
We noticed.
It's really
the
difficult.
The word I said, hey, and also that your grandma's a slut.
Okay. Well, the first part's fine. The second part, not so much.
I'm not so stricking that from the record.
Strict or striking it?
Nope.
You're not going to strike it?
It's not stricken.
She was not going to strike it, guys. She ain't fucking around, guys.
Per schnickens.
Rearderber.
So, I mean, what do we want to talk? So many stories going on.
Come back.
Guys. She's yelling at her.
D, where'd she go?
Would it be great if none of us talk until she
D.
comes back. Nobody talks until she comes back.
Everybody just stare at her.
I can't do that. I can't do that air, though,
D.
but it would kill me.
D.
I can't.
Da. 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 Da.
Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da.
Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da. Da.
Da. Da. Da. Da. I don't know. What do we? What story do we want first? I guess we'll go.
What do we want from here? You go first. What do you want?
I've got an argument over pornography in Port St. Lucie doesn't have happy
what
ending.
What is the pro and con stance on it, sir?
A tiff involving pornography and domestic
tidiness. I prefer JPEGs.
Ended with a 32-year-old.
That was a Photoshop joke.
Port St. Lucie, man.
Oh, God, I hate you. No wonder I hit you with that dildo. Go ahead.
The girlfriend of Geraldo Rodriguez told Port St. Lucie police May 8th that she and Rodriguez quarreled over Rodriguez's porn watching.
That's how newscasters read. They read the. They have to read the foreign names right. He's doing a good job, Sean. Don't listen to Dutch. Go ahead.
Quarreled over Rodriguez's porn watching and the cleanliness of their home. A recently released arrest affidavit states Rodriguez's girlfriend said Rodriguez got upset and tossed a work boot at her, striking her thigh.
Work boot. Got it.
She also accused Rodriguez of slapping her. Meanwhile, Rodriguez said they argued.
Meanwhile, back in the laboratory.
Meanwhile.
We both did the same thing.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
But in this case, meanwhile, back at the projects.
Rodriguez said they argued about his about his viewing of pornography or material that depicts graphic sex acts.
I've never seen that. Explain what that is.
You lost me.
Well, it's designed to elicit amorous excitement and or appeal to those with prurient interests.
Speak English, book learner.
Those were a lot of big words, and caught half of them.
Geraldo advised that his girlfriend called him gay for watching transgender porn, and he became very angry.
That's why you gay.
I don't think that's fair.
That doesn't make you gay.
That, Rodriguez said.
At the most, it would make you bisexual if you got hard.
There's nothing wrong with trans.
You sound like a gay.
And why'd she get mad at him? So what?
That is when he hurled the work boot. He denied slapping his girlfriend. Rodriguez lives in Port St. Lucie, was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge, as is every other Rodriguez that gets a little.
That's racist.
Oh.
Don't be racist.
You shouldn't be.
Don't be.
It's messed up. Don't do it.
I get with it. I mean, why do people get so mad about that? You're gay. What does it matter? Who cares?
Nobody wants to be gay, bro.
Yeah,
gay people actually, do. A lot of people do now.
Why?
It's like the new thing.
Oh,
make neighborhoods better.
Okay,
number one, right there.
Uh huh.
Right there, property value goes up. That's number two.
This is borderline racist.
Better, right? That's not racist.
Yeah, it is. It's racist against gays.
That's not race. That's not a race.
You're
maybe bigotry, I guess, but
no.
Even. I'm saying
no, you're racist.
Positive.
One box in my mouth.
Whoa, Royce. Case closed.
I hope your mom's not listening to this
episode. Oh, God. I hope she doesn't listen to a lot of episodes.
What was the point of that story? That men watch porn?
Geraldo Rodriguez was watching tranny porn.
Geraldo. If you're going to read it right, it's not Geraldo.
Geraldo Rodriguez.
What's wrong with a dude watching some tranny porn?
Nothing. I mean, obviously.
I don't see anything wrong
with it. Why was this a newsworthy story?
Do you guys know Bailey J is that hot tranny from Twitter?
Yes.
All over the place? Fantastic.
Yes.
Watch it all the time.
I know.
With you, Royce.
I know. That's why I know.
Okay, that's weird.
But
all right, good.
Dutch, act like you weren't on Skype watching it with us.
I wasn't.
Sean, did you read the title of that article?
Yes. Argument over pornography in Port St. Lucie doesn't have happy ending.
Happy ending joke.
Oh, see?
Joke.
I don't get it, guys.
Well, hold on. Did we get a picture of this dude? Because this dude is an attractive person.
No, he's not. He is not at all.
He looks like a typical Puerto Rican.
No.
No.
Carlito.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Fat Carlito.
He is not attractive.
No.
He's a fat Carlito.
Oh, is that the tranny Western Echo posted? She's hot.
He's way too ugly to be gay.
Yeah, that's Bailey right there.
No, it's the picture below that, Royce, not the...
Oh, no. Ew.
Is this only an article because somebody slapped somebody else?
And he hurled
they had to throw the article that was about tranny porn. First of all, how does that get out to the news?
Carefully.
I don't know. It's Port St. Lucie, bro. There's not a lot going on.
There really isn't.
Reporters find out stories based off of arrests and then blog about it, as in offthebeat.blogs.tcpalm.com.
Of course. I think we know the website, Marie. That's like saying Google. We all know what it is.
Well, this blog picked up that article. They're this has to be made known
to
the wider public.
Yesterday.
All right. Well, let's see if Marie has a better story that doesn't involve transgender pornography.
Marie?
I do have a better story.
Would I what? Yes.
With the tranny?
Yeah.
Why not?
You know, you two, that, after last night's DNR,
okay,
we know
shut up.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
That one.
And you're right. it's you're accurate, but okay, but shut up.
That one's not bad.
Theater of the Mind, Dutch. Come We're on. Good people.
Shut up. I'm not going to turn this into a fucking podcast of lies either. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. Do we want to do that? Do we want to have
Tranny? This, yeah, that one in the
Chat, the one
absolutely.
Dennis, the one Dennis just posted?
Yeah, absolutely. Bailey, that's
right? If I ever had to do like a, you know, like I used to date a girl who, not date, I was kind of fucking a girl.
I've tried, because dating, that's weird for you to do. Yeah, that would be involved commitment.
She was all somebody. About being double stuffed. Like that was like,
like an Oreo?
Fantasy.
Like an Oreo?
I already just said the joke, D.
Like
don't copy me. Stop. I said it first.
Wait, double stuff like an Oreo?
I'm reading the chat. I'm sorry.
Oh, Oreo. No, so... So, but I thought I was like, I don't know if I can do. I mean, I would do it with a tranny, but I don't know if I could do like have another dude there with his balls slapping against my balls while we double.
Would you? Could you with a tranny? Would you? Could you? It's uncanny.
Okay, so
and that's Dr. Seuss's later stuff when he was losing his mind.
Oh wow,
it's not as kid friendly. They don't really mention it as much, you know.
They always try to bury the later
ones. And even the titles were, he wasn't even trying. It was like, I think it was The Cat in the Hat Fucks a Hooker. It was weird. Like, it wasn't even rhymey or anything. It was
just, Dennis is having an argument saying that she's not a she, she's a he. Because
I don't care.
So, man.
If you self-identify as female, then it's no sweat off anyone's back.
Yeah. Or you no sweat off anyone's balls either.
Say, hey, I'm a giraffe. I can just self-identify like that.
Well, I can't call you a fucking giraffe.
People call me a giraffe all the time.
You're a giraffe.
All right.
People call me a giraffe all the time.
Giraffe Dutch.
Sir Giraffe.
No, I will call you Giraffe Dutch, but you've never been knighted.
Yeah, we're not knighting you.
You were knighted. No.
I have identified myself as a knighted giraffe.
So are we going to start a Kickstarter so I can blow this tranny or what?
Because
I'll do it for the show. I'll blow the tranny right on the show.
I'll do it for not the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's for funsies.
But I mean, I'm just saying for the show, I'll blow that tranny.
Whoa, inner probes, bro.
You know what? I think she has a little say in the matter.
No, she doesn't.
Well, sure she does.
Why wouldn't she let me blow her?
That's a good
argument. Why wouldn't anyone let someone blow them?
You know what, Sean? You convinced me. That's a great argument.
Why is that even an argument?
I guess not.
Who's turning that down? Say, hey, do you want free pizza? Yeah, I want it.
Hey,
of course I do.
Someone call that tranny up right now and ask her if Sean can blow her.
I mean, I don't have her number on me. Anyway, I mean, I'm sure there's ways to get it.
Well, get her publicist or something.
Yeah, or go to the Twitterverse and do it. Just
we have people.
First off, don't call it Twitterverse. Shut the fuck up.
Twitter sphere.
Shitterverse.
It's called Twitter.
Twitter sphere.
Shitterverse.
No, stop it. There's no sphere around it. It's not a fucking Death Star. Shut up. All right. Marie, would you like to read the next story?
Right now I'm eating a sandwich.
Shut up.
In a deli run by two faggots in Chelsea.
Okay.
Speaking of consuming things... New Starbucks free drink record set with $54, six quintuple vanilla bean mocha frappuccino.
You could order a $54 drink at Starbucks.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, check out what this asshole
anyone
did.
Anyone or just one in particular?
Let me read on, Dutch.
Come on.
Jesus. You
patience.
You just skip on ahead to the ending. It's the journey that's the interesting part.
Isn't that like 60 shots worth of...
D left.
Da,
D.
Da, 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 da,
da,
da,
da,
da,
da,
Mommy.
Steve.
Mom. Mom.
Steve.
Mom.
Steve.
Mommy.
Steve.
Mommy.
Steve.
Mama.
Alan.
Mama.
Alan. Alan.
All right.
Do we have another one?
I have. Yeah.
Have we made the D one yet?
Okay, I posted...
Or is it Dan? No. Was it Dan?
There is a Dan.
Bob.
Dan.
Bob. Yeah, there's
Steve.
Bob.
All right. I posted the receipt and the drink in the chat so people can follow along with this monstrosity of a drink. My God, with the Bobs and the Dans and the
sex a quintuple, isn't that like 60?
Probably.
It's 60. If my Latin is correct.
Oh, my God, you and the dead languages.
I was just about to get that one, Dutch, I swear.
I have it.
Okay, I was about to play it.
Hey.
Dan!
Hey, Sean.
Dan!
Hold on. I have to wait for this bit to end. Hey, Sean. Oh, my God.
It's
hey,
not going to end.
Come on, Dutch. Play it again.
Hey, Sean. What did you accomplish this weekend?
Sick tan.
Nothing? Well, maybe you opened your pool, planted a garden.
You asshole.
Or took care of some pesky errands.
You fucking asshole.
Not Andrew. Andrew.
Oh, that's a picture of it? Ew.
Yeah. Andrew set what is, as far as we can determine, a world record for the most expensive drink possible at Starbucks. Tapping down, or taping down, tapping down, tamping down? Tamping?
Tamponing? Whirring down.
Tamponing down the previous known record at 47.30. This is the sexagintuple vanilla bean mocha frappuccino at $54.75.
Can you just order this anywhere?
At any Starbucks.
Yeah. At any Starbucks?
Yep.
Andrew didn't actually hand over that much money for his 128-ounce espresso milkshake. He's a gold member of Starbucks' loyalty program, which entitles him to one free drink after every 12 that he buys. The free drink coupon entitles him to any drink available.
Any drink.
Any drink? The only limit.
So this motherfucker goes in his free drink. He orders a $54 drink to fuck the system. I don't even care if he throws it out.
Bravo.
I'm assuming it's not on the menu, but and it's like one of those you have to kind of just order off it kind of
thing.
You just combine shit. Now, like, what's in it that makes it so expensive?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
So glad.
See me helping in the storyline?
I'm even gladder you asked.
I'm the most glad.
I hate you.
The only limits, it seems, were his imagination and what the baristas would let him get away with.
What is a restaurant
barista?
This is what they let him get away with. Okay, I'm going to read the receipt here.
Recite.
I'm
going
to read you the receipt. It's a vanilla bean,
Or
other that started at $4.45 with 60 shots of, I suppose, is espresso. Just a 60 shots.
60 shots of what is his heart explode?
That was a whopping $48 to add into the $4.48 drink.
Okay.
Then he added some mocha flavoring for 60 more cents. Some white mocha, added extra mocha drizzle, added extra caramel drizzle, and added extra protein powder for 60 cents and 50 cents. And then added some extra hazelnut drizzle for another 60 cents. And then the reward for his free drink nullified it all to zero.
Okay, he just fucked that entire loyalty program because now that the story's out, everybody's going to start doing it.
Oh, of course. I didn't realize you could order that drink.
Way too much.
Yeah, 60 shots, it's ridiculous.
No, that's...
You think it's strong?
16 or 60?
60.
Sexagintuple, 60.
Okay, so they have 60-ounce cups there?
Yeah.
I'm assuming each shot's an ounce,
It's
right?
called two cups.
Hey, guys, guess what? There's more than just price to this story.
What?
Ooh. There better be some sex in here.
There's an extra spin. He wasn't just going for the most expensive drink. He was also
fucking babies.
Well...
What?
Right,
I mean,
wow.
I don't know. Weird, that's right? It may be true. It's not in this story. I can't deny it.
They only spent one line on the fucky babies, but the 50 other paragraphs on the coffee. It's very weird. This news organization.
You're like, wait a minute. Whoa.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
I think we should focus more on the baby fucking.
Now, the other goal of his drink was to actually have it be drinkable.
Ew.
Because
this doesn't look drinkable. Sorry, but this does not look drinkable.
Well, I guess that's why he added in all the extra mocha and caramel adders to it, because if you're putting 48 shots or 60 shots or however many shots you put in there, it would be pretty bitter. I'm not going to lie.
I would take it home and throw some Baileys in there.
Mm.
Yeah, he said that he was studying the guy that had the world record before him, the $47 drink. And he's like, that guy put in two bananas, strawberry, or maca powder, pumpkin spice, and lots of other things that probably don't go well together and definitely don't go well in 40 shots. That's disgusting. He had to drink something with banana, strawberry, pumpkin.
No. Pumpkin shouldn't be mixed with those other two things.
No.
Pumpkin should stand on its own. Because it's got cinnamon and nutmeg and stuff in it. And that doesn't
mix well
with the kind of stuff.
Have you ever had actual pumpkin? It doesn't actually taste anything like pumpkin pie.
No,
or pumpkin
actually,
many.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes exactly like farts.
It's terrible.
It's
no, it really is bad.
But I've had the pumpkin Starbucks, and it tastes like a pumpkin pie.
Right. And it's pretty good.
Hey, guys.
What?
You know Andrew had a secret weapon?
Yeah.
What was this? His secret
the
weapon.
The baby fucking that I mentioned earlier.
That's not a weapon.
No.
Was it a knife?
It's not. No.
Was it two knives taped together to make a super knife?
I mean, maybe.
That's just two knives taped together.
No, guys, you're thinking too outside the box. All he had was a 128-ounce glass so that he could fill up all
this
the
guy's
things.
120-ounce ass. High five.
Yeah, how
up
many
top.
Calories are in this crazy thing?
Two.
No, it's Marie. That's not. No, don't believe her. Why do you people blindly believe her?
Caffeine.
Why wouldn't I? She hasn't steered me wrong yet.
You're right.
He used all sugar-free stuff.
Yeah.
So
it tastes terrible.
So it's like health food.
So I'm going to need this and all the sugar in the store, please. And thank you. And it still tastes terrible.
Weird little thumb in that picture. Ooh, it's gross.
Maybe that's
stubby.
Oh, I see. He had an extra, extra secret weapon, this Andrew guy. His extra, extra secret weapon
was adding a fork to the two knives taped together to make a super duper knife weapon.
You know what, Royce? I like where you're going with this, but this wasn't Andrew's plan.
Are you sure? Because my plan's better than his, then he's a moron.
I mean, your plan sounds like you're stabbing people.
No, I'm not stabbing anyone. It's their fault that they run into my weapon, though. I mean,
I don't know.
It's very sharp.
That's not how this works.
It's very sharp.
It sounds sharp and dangerous and not like something that you would need to order a drink at.
That's a secret weapon. And what he's talking about is just like stupid coffee stuff.
Is it Weapon X? Is it Wolverine?
It might be. I don't know yet.
No, guys, again, you're going way too...
He has three knives taped to his hands.
I know he has three knives.
They're not three knives. They're adamantium.
And really, they're bones that are covered.
They're on his bone claws.
Yeah, they're boners. Metal boners.
They were bone, and then they got covered with adamantium.
Guys, Andrew's secret weapon was not two knives and a fork taped together, nor was it Wolverine.
Was it three knives?
Oh, no.
Was it any
knives? It was no knives.
Was it an X-Man?
No. No no knives or no mutants.
What does this have to do with coffee?
We saw
it. Nothing. It has nothing to do with coffee.
Why are you letting this happen?
I'm trying to tell you that all he did was have to get the baristas on his side.
Oh.
Oh.
Did he threaten them with the two knives and the fork thing?
Because that seems like what I would do.
No, he wasn't threatening them.
Give me all the coffee or I'll cut you.
No, he wasn't robbing a Starbucks.
It sounds like he was. Whoa.
I don't think
so. Well, because sometimes you pull your dick out and people do stuff for you.
I'm not going to put my dick out around my double knife system. It's going to hurt. I'm going to cut myself.
I know that's worked for you in the past, but I can't say that it worked.
She's always pulling her dick out.
I'm going to wave it all around.
No, all he did was walk up to the counter and laid out his genitals. No, laid out his goals.
Here they are. He just presented them. Here they are.
Here are my genitals. Please give me 128.
I'm
going to
pour all this hot coffee on my genitals.
No, he said, so this may sound a little weird, but I saw a video on YouTube where a guy orders the most expensive Starbucks drink and I want to beat the record. The cashier had seen the video, lucky him, and through math and teamwork, they figured out how to make a record-breaking drink that would fit in his cup.
Oh, my God. So they helped out by saying, how can we fuck our company?
Yep.
Wow.
No, later that week, Starbucks fired that employee.
Later that week. It's not them fucking the company. This is a great
marketing
publicity piece.
Oh, we're talking about it, Dutch. We're talking about it.
Yeah, I'm reading the thing right now. How many people are going to go to Starbucks?
Yeah, they're a small little upstart.
But did you guys hear about their gold program?
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Ah, you didn't.
Why would it not be a publicity?
There is such thing as bad publicity. I mean,
when?
Like if you fucking kill a baby.
Or if you're Justin Bieber.
Bad publicity.
Oh, that's messed up.
How does
Aaron Hernandez, he killed people. It's bad publicity. He's going to...
Oh, yeah, he got charged with two more murders.
Yeah, he did get connected to two more.
Yeah. So that's bad publicity.
That's not bad publicity.
So apparently...
You still know who Aaron Hernandez is.
Fair enough. I guess I do.
Is that the soccer player we were talking about?
No, that's the tight end.
Yeah, tight end for the Patriots.
Meanwhile, back in Starbucks.
Meanwhile...
The barista figured out that it took about 55 shots to get over the $50 line and just rounded it to an even 60 to make it easy. And the guy claimed that he said, I got to say, it was delicious. And he drank a third of it and then put the rest away for later.
West. He put the West away.
He put the West
he
away.
He put the West away for waiter. Away
for waiter.
Marie's a weetard.
Oh, she is.
Oh, poor Marie.
She didn't even use
it. Oh, it estimated at 75 milligrams of caffeine per shot.
Ugh.
Oh.
He's a dick.
I would be shaking asshole. Right out of town.
Good one.
Shake right out of town.
I would shake right out of town.
I shouldn't joke about this.
That was like, you know, like when you walk into a room that's a lot brighter than you anticipate, you're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That was you.
Ooh, I gotta use this.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Dutch. I mean, Marie.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're more welcome.
Speaking of you're welcome.
You're no. Okay, Sean, go ahead.
Miami stripper gets arrested, offers police oral sex for freedom.
Finally.
That seems like too logical.
I want to think. How often do you think cops get that?
Every time. No.
Every single time.
But
you get pulled over, Marie, you offer him a BJ?
Oh, no.
Even when she doesn't get pulled over.
No, I mean, I just offer BJs. It's the polite thing to do. What I was saying is.
A handshake.
Yeah. You do the secret handshake that lets you know it's cool to ask. But no, I meant every time a cop arrests a whore or a stripper.
But your handshake is just a regular handshake.
Strippers aren't whores.
I know. I get misled a lot, actually.
What was that, Dutch? What did you...
Strippers aren't whores.
Oh, a Florida stripper charged with resisting arrest repeatedly stripped and masturbated in a police cell and offered oral sex for her release, police say.
Well, that's kind of horry.
Workaholic Lakeisha Johnson, who is employed at Tootsie's Cabaret in Miami, I've been there a million times, gave police officers
in a jail cell offering blowjobs?
An X-rated show after being arrested in the early hours of May 19th. The 29-year-old removed her clothes and exposed her vagina, anus, and breasts, according to a police report.
Not her anus.
On several occasions, the female licked her breasts and masturbated, explained Officer Juan Canino. She had to be ordered repeatedly to keep her clothes on and to stop masturbating. When a female officer went to search Miss Johnson, she removed her clothing once again.
Take the inmate's shoe out of your pussy, ma'am.
Ma'am, we're going to need you to stop masturbating.
Well, why?
Ma'am.
You want to come over here and make me?
Ma'am.
What?
Stop using the baton like a dildo.
But you like my vagina, don't you?
Put it down.
Look at this.
I'm a lesbian.
It's a fat vagina. Okay. So fat.
Huh?
What?
Then.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Stop licking the officer's face.
Okay, I'll stop this time.
She then allegedly told Canino.
It smells good.
Are you wearing cool water? I just feel like a corrections officer would wear cool water. Go ahead. Sean? Back to you.
She then allegedly told Canino. I'll suck your dick if you let me go.
Suck my dick if you want to live.
I don't know if you guys got that
or
not.
Did you let her go?
I don't know if you got that or not, but she said, I'll suck your dick if you let me go.
And the faggot cop said what?
Johnson was initially questioned by officers investigating the theft of an iPad.
I'll suck your dick.
When she started using extremely vulgar language and began removing clothing.
Okay.
Okay.
And
apparently she's only been charged with resisting arrest without,
revenge sex
without violence, and she's not facing any charges for masturbating in the car.
Is it illegal to do that?
Yes,
it's illegal. Really? Then guess what? Call me Johnny Rebel.
No, they have signs on the walls in the Broward County jail cells that you can't, because this she was arrested in Broward County.
Just jacking it.
You get an extra charge if you're caught masturbating in
who needs
in a county
to jerk
jail.
Off so bad that they Hold can't on. Wait to get out of jail?
And that, the fact that it happened enough where they had to put a sign up for it?
No, there's a sign on the wall in the jail cell.
They didn't charge her with anything, but they're making this story. That means that guy totally let her blow him.
Yeah, at least hand stuff.
She's not no charges? And they're reporting it.
Yeah.
That means she blew him, and then he was like, "Guys,
hey, you know what?
I would.
She's not. She doesn't look bad. I would.
Right. Wait. She had a little bit of a crazy eye, but you know.
Well, obviously, look what she was doing. But get still though.
Lakeisha Johnson.
That looks like Michelle Obama.
Oh boy. Ooh, nice.
Or more like the daughter of.
Yeah, she's got a softer face. Michelle Obama looks like a linebacker.
They're 14.
Huh? Oh, no, I'm just saying that girl looks like she could be a daughter of.
And also 14.
Well, I want to apologize for the disparaging.
Apologize to the president.
14.
Oh, Dutch, whatever happened with your cable? Was it Comcast or whatever?
Oh, I still haven't gotten around to call it because I know it's going to be an hour.
Is it Comcast?
Yeah.
I'm asking because this story, you're going to love it. Comcast CEO was interviewed. He says, we don't wake up every day wanting to be hated.
Well, you can't.
They consistently get like the lowest ratings on
always
company.
Always, it's funny if you read some of the reviews. It says you're the company that seemingly every American, whether subscriber or not, hates. Correct. Everyone hates Comcast. I hate Comcast. I don't even have it anymore.
I hate any cable provider,
but specifically all Comcast. Of
them. Comcast is worse.
And Bright House could suck a fucking hot dick too, because they fucking suck. fucking terrible. The internet's always up and down. Whatever. Anyway, the company that seemingly every American, whether a subscriber or not, hates, says that it doesn't want to be hated. That's according to the company's CEO, Brian Roberts, speaking at the CodeCon, it sounds sexy, conference that is taking place this week. Realistically, no CEO wants his or her company to be hated.
Not a very good one, am I right?
High five. Boom. Fuck feminism.
Women can't run companies.
You're right. Or cars.
Unless it's a cooking company.
Oh, maybe cupcakes.
Well, not the company part, but just the cooking
sorry,
part.
But a company isn't dinner, so I don't know how you're going to do it. Her company to be hated, of course. But Comcast has proven time and time again that it is right at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to customer service. More so, the company has been named the worst company in America, and it's not the first time it's won this award. Keep in mind, they now own NBC.
How about this? How about if you don't want everybody hating you, how about you train your staff to not nickel and dime you on everything and just, you know, go, okay, right, we'll give you this one.
Sir, I'm going to need you to not curse.
You know what?
I've cursed you.
Sir,
hey.
I will hang
I'm
up on
trying to explain my position here.
Oh, pick me. Pick me. Go pick ahead. Me. I'm the one. So I canceled our cable recently because we don't watch regular TV. We just watch internet and Chromecast
internet porn
and,
is all we watch.
And Netflix and streaming things. And so I'm messaging Bright House to ask when I'm going to get my refund because they make you pay in advance for the month you were about to use. And so we yes. already
oh, by the
bill.
Way, really quick, I want to, because last time I asked for an HBO Go account, I got five. I want to ask everyone, can somebody send me their NBA League Pass login? Because I want to watch the games live, and I don't want to have to watch a crappy feed. Anyway, go ahead.
So
tomorrow.
Thanks,
guys. Tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, go Heat.
So anyways.
I want free stuff.
Yeah, so, well, I'll give it to you
whoa,
too much, dummy.
Whoa.
My story time?
Sorry, Marie. Go ahead.
Okay. So you know how when you're chatting with people, how they have formed responses to answer back
you
to
mean
anything
like
you say?
Live chat?
Yeah, the live chat.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I answered their survey at the end of my live chat saying, I'm fucking tired of these guys being so goddamn patronizing to me because they've, you know how they've had so many complaints about customer service that they've now okay. over, they're over positive in every fucking response to the point where it sounds completely condescending. And I'm like, are you fucking patronizing me? Like, Jesus Christ.
I had a complete opposite reaction
Jesus
with my
Christ.
Guy. My guy was combative and was arguing and yelling at me.
Well, that's because your guy was a Spartan. Oh,
my experience was...
With,
my experience was...
Like the lead singer from Smash Mouth.
What about it?
Maybe it was the lead singer from Smash Mouth.
I mean, it was
Billy
one
Corrigan of, smiling politely.
It was one of those things where I started a live chat with Bright House, and I started talking about my issue, and then of course something happens where the live chat stops working. Chat stops working, and I'm like, God damn it! I have to start the whole live chat thing again and re-explain my question, fill out the whole thing again. So I start over, and the first thing I say was, oh, by the way, I was talking to somebody else, but I just got disconnected. I'm re-asking the same question. And they said, I am so sorry that you got disconnected, but I applaud you for your persistence in continuing to reach
okay,
out to...
Yeah, they're patronizing you.
Right?
Fuck you, Bright House. Who's this guy? Kick his ass.
And then they're like, I respect you for reaching out to us. And,
no,
and,
don't respect me. Because I don't fucking respect you.
And your perseverance.
No.
And I appreciate you telling us what's going on.
Bro,
and following
fuck this guy.
On. And I was along those
fuck
lines the entire
guy.
Time. And they're like, while I pull up your thing, how was your weekend? It what was, did you do?
Bro, don't ask me personal questions.
Right?
I'm not going to.
You're sucking your metaphorical dick.
Bitch.
I don't think I've ever used any of those online tech support stuff. Or like we have a chat room. Like that just seems like be way. It's just easier, I would assume, just to be on the phone.
Dutch writes old fashioned letters.
Well, no, because I do all of my customer complaints.
Dear sir,
long time
to whom it may concern. I have been
by the
having
way,
issues.
Women CEOs, GM,
no such thing.
Mary Berry, or Berra, HP, Meg Whitman, IBM, Virginia Romney. PepsiCo, Idriac, Nunez. There's a lot of companies that are run by women, by the way.
Yeah, and that's why there's a lot of companies in the shitter in this country.
These are the top Fortune 500 companies there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
More like Fortune Blow 100 on shoes.
Oh, snap! Murray, you're hurting your own cause, though.
What's my cause?
Marie just wants to fit in.
What's my cause? I don't have a cause.
Rebel without a cause.
That's me.
Everything from the data caps to trying to become a mega super conglomerate has traditionally upset the consumer, who feels that they're consistently having to pay more for less. Also, the perception that Comcast and other ISPs create artificial limitations on services, while others like Google can seemingly offer better services at lower costs.
I want to start a new company where it's more safe for, you know, mothers and children, called Momcast.
Isn't it weird that...
That's cute, Murray. That's cute, but are
and
men going to run it?
And a mom can
or?
Be the CEO.
Why?
So what, your mom or Royce's mom?
So she has any no mom. Time for any All mom. Moms are the CEO.
I want Royce's mom.
This is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Can you stop trying to sleep with my mom, Dutch?
I'm not trying to sleep with your mom. I'm just saying I think she'd be a very good CEO.
Are you
mom
saying he wants her? That's all
you know,
saying.
You want an attractive figurehead, and I think she'd be
okay,
a good one.
See,
she's a Dutch. Very lovely woman. D, stop. All he's saying.
Don't help him. The news is obviously not surprised, but it's a thought. Okay, I heard you.
What?
I heard what you said.
I didn't say anything.
No, you did. I heard you.
Mr. Royce's dad, and I didn't say anything.
The news is obviously not a surprise.
Sir Dutch Giraffe was completely silent.
He's not knighted.
He's going to kill you.
I'm now a doctor as well.
You're not all...
Doctor Sir Giraffe.
No, Sir Dutch Giraffe, MD.
Mm. Oh, okay. Sir Doctor.
See, that's the my limit, I guess, is self-identifying. Call yourself whatever you want, but you can't fake call yourself a doctor, because if I need a doctor, I don't... No, I just want to be a self-identified. Fuck you, bro. I need a doctor. A real one. And I'm one of those professor doctors that don't do medicine. I don't think they should
CPR
be allowed.
Before.
Really?
Yeah. On a girl who, not really CPR.
You killed.
Actually, hold on.
He just made out with her.
No, I meant to say first aid. This girl at my college put her hand through a window and cut her wrist all up. And I was working at a
for
place.
The weekend.
The guy was like the closest responding paramedic as well as the business owner. He's like, Joel, come on, let's go. And yeah, so. It was a lot of blood. And I kind of left it on afterwards because it was like, oh, my God.
What did you do? You go push a towel
did you
onto
use
somebody's
it to,
wrist real hard.
On.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
did
me?
Did you use it to get laid?
Things I did to
did
get attention?
You use it to get laid? Did you use a bloody
not
shirt?
Laid, just people for, going,
no, fuck
you. You son of a bitch.
You were the one there. I was like, yes, I did. I saved her life. You're right. Pat me on the back.
And my penis with your mouth. Pat me on my penis with your mouth.
That's have you guys ever job. Been in like a first aid situation or whatever? Were you like
where I had to perform CPR? No.
Yeah, when I broke my ankle.
Well, not you. I meant like were
people
you were like
matter.
A first responder to something, oh. Like some kind of a crisis situation.
Oh, my mom pulled over and saved the kid's life
on
once.
Fire when I was 16.
What did you do?
I was home alone. I didn't do anything. I turned on a lamp and then
it
shorted
arson?
Out. No, the lamp shorted out and my dad used to like. Crappy fix things with duct tape.
I don't believe
and
that.
One of the things he might have crappy fixed might have been our electric board thing, or maybe
fuse box.
That really narrows
that.
It
I
down.
I don't know.
Like, an electric board thing.
All I know is that there was a fire in the wall, and I was 16. I was homesick, and I was all alone, and I had to get all our pets out. Well, first I tried our fire extinguisher, but my lovely brother had played with it in the backyard. And there was nothing in it.
Jesus Christ.
How much fun is it to shoot those things, though?
I wouldn't know.
Then I you're had teasing to, her, but she lost her house.
I had to like try and beat it out with my sweater. And that
I hope it wasn't the one you're
the
wearing
sweater
now.
Sweater on fire. And then the my stereo went up, so there was all this thick black smoke. So I finally had to run out, and I went to my parents' room and called the fire department. And they were like, okay, just get everyone out of the house and whatever. So I got all the animals out, except our German Shepherd had epilepsy and he started having seizures.
So I would have left him there too.
I couldn't get him out. He was too heavy for me.
Did he burn to death?
He died of smoke inhalation before. But
oh my God.
It was really, really sad. And
Jesus. Now I'm
I lost my whole dog. Room. It was a week before Christmas. I saved two other dogs and our
wait,
cat.
Did the whole house burn down?
No, just my bedroom and my bathroom.
Wow.
But smoke damage ruined, like...
Everything.
Everything. And then our Christmas tree and stuff.
I was...
But, uplifting part of the story... uplifting part of the story, my mom's work all chipped in, and they basically provided us with Christmas at this hotel we had to stay in. Uh-huh. And they gave her It's a Wonderful Life, because...
Did it get you a new dog?
No new dog.
You should just ask Dutch.
I was what?
It was really sad.
That sucks. How old were you? You said you were 16?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was a very big dog. Like, and my dad was just like, well, why didn't you? I'm like, Dad, I'm lucky I got out of there. Like,
So sad.
Like the paramedics wanted to take me to the hospital because I'd breathe in the smoke, and I was like, if my mom comes home and her house is on fire and her daughter's in the hospital, she's gonna lose her mind. So I'll just sit here and wait till she gets here and tells me what to do.
Wow.
So they put me on oxygen, and I just kind of hung out with our weird neighbors.
I nearly let my house on fire because we were trying to light a fire with gas and to set the mattresses
on fire. Oh, you told me that, you fucking idiot. You're a moron. You're an idiot.
I blamed it on my brothers and they got paddled, not me.
Well, speaking of first response, something I guess wasn't as epic as that, but this weekend, this old lady, I was actually being a good person, believe it or not.
I was the one being a piece of shit.
We were all walking. We went to the beach and we parked. We were all of us, yeah, basically all of us except for Dutch were there.
Right.
So we were plus my kid. Yeah, plus Connor. So we were walking.
Which means it's like the equivalent of Dutch, except 5 years old.
Yeah. Well, no, Dutch is more annoying. So and more antagonizing. What was I saying?
Apparently, according to the chat room, all my stories involve rampant homosexuality. So
why not?
True.
So we were walking. There was this long path.
Rampant.
It is the word rampant that makes
rampant's
it funny.
Pretty good.
That's what it was. It's not just the fact that it involves it, but it's rampant.
Rampant homosexuality.
This is wild and right.
Oh, good job, little man. That was funny.
So there's this path that goes from where we parked
right
out to the beach, and it's just a long path, single
file. And there's
type,
like, you know, long grass on both sides. So we're walking, and there's just. There's this old lady walking a much older lady.
Two very old ladies.
In the sand.
Yeah, one was probably 70-something, and the other was 1,006.
So I'm walking, holding the cooler. The 1,006-year-old, she just falls down.
Like
on the
a
sand.
Tree, bro. Like, just God. You see her start going, and boom, right to the
ground.
As you would expect a 160-year-old woman to be walking in sand and doing so.
She was just like, I'm falling, I can't do anything about this.
Like a car wreck in slow motion. So she fell.
And her daughter was yelling about
her.
Well,
berating her.
Freaking out. So then I can the cooler to them. I run over to where she's at to go, let me help you up, let me help her up.
Because now she's blocking the path.
As I'm trying to help this old lady up, her daughter is screaming at me, going, no, don't touch her. Her skin is really sensitive.
It's like paper. It's very fragile.
It's like paper.
I was like, is she going to explode if Royce touches her? Like,
I was like, ma'am, I have grandparents. I said, ma'am, I have grandparents. I can handle this. I go, under the armpits, right? I get it. So even when I'm doing, she's freaking the fuck out, screaming.
No, not under the armpits. That's the most sensitive skin area.
I don't know. Should I leave her there? Should we just leave her there?
Quit touching my mother!
That's where she's going to live now, in the sand.
Why didn't you
this
just
your
go,
home.
Okay, sorry for helping?
Well, the problem was they were right in front of us, so we either had to help her up or step over the fallen lady.
I was more than prepared to step over her as well. I was just ready to go.
But that's what you get for trying to help little old ladies. You get yelled at, but they're slightly younger.
Like 15-year-old son to pick her up off the ground. I was like, that little kid is just going to hurt her worse.
I'm like, Royce, let me. I was like, I finally helped. I've never seen someone get so mad at me for trying to help.
So she was angry.
Really? Screaming?
She was mad.
Her skin is like paper. Like you, like
she
you
was
said,
angry
like, it's,
at everyone.
It's like, dude, what is she made out of?
If you touch her, all of her blood will fall out of her.
What?
Yeah, it was really ridiculous. What? She just started screaming.
Then what? All day,
what's keeping your organs
yelling
in?
Yelling at her.
I
Ma!
Know.
Yeah,
Ma!
I know.
Ma!
Yeah, they were right Ma! Down, like, maybe 50 yards
Steve!
Away from us.
Get out of the sun. You're going to burn. Ma!
And the thing is, the lady had 73 hats, a sweater, pants, fucking an umbrella hat, shielding over her. It's like she couldn't be in any more shade if she was underground.
At that point, just show her a picture of the ocean.
Yeah.
Why did you bring her?
Why bum us all the fuck out? Holy Christ.
So I'm assuming they were like set up near you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just annoying.
Ma!
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 What?
Are you hungry?
Steve!
You need some water.
No, I just ate all this sand. And I'm probably going to get sued soon because I probably bruise her body by breathing on her a little bit.
There's no way that they would.
What was she made out of? I've never.
Unless they got their information. Yeah, a lot of people are afraid of. I think I might have told you guys this story. Like people, I was the first person on a car wreck. And nobody wanted to touch the girl who was passed out and bleeding in the head.
Yep.
Because they didn't want to get sued. I'm like, just fucking help me out of the car. Yeah, dude.
Sometimes you just have to take control of the situation.
Here's the thing. The majority, you'll hear cases of people getting sued for doing, but they never win anything because if it does end up going all the way, you know, no jury or judge is going to be like, dude, he had the right intention.
But I don't understand people that walk. I just don't get someone that could just not walk. Just doesn't instinct take over? Don't you just naturally want to help somebody? I'm just saying. Like,
most people do not have that instinct. That's not an instinct for most
that's
people.
That's fucking weird.
It's not an instinct. That's my mother pulled over on the highway.
I'd rather be later be worried about being sued than having my conscience someone dying because I didn't help, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
I'd rather be late. Fuck, they're a dick if they sue you. And, you know, it's true.
It wouldn't even occur to me to think about somebody suing me because I would just.
You just do it, right?
Help them.
There was a huge wreck on 75, and my mom jumped out of the car and gave somebody CPR right there on the side of the highway. Between Griffin and Weston somewhere.
Right. What, were you in the car at the same time?
Yeah, my mom pulled over, stopped, and gave some.
How old were you?
I don't remember. Probably 14, 15, I don't know.
Wow.
And
well, good for her.
She went to medical school. She's got medical training.
But you know what it is? Like it's that. Those mother. But you know what? On the other side of the coin, though, it's those motherfuckers, those people that do sue you when you give them CPR. Because it happens because you broke their bones or whatever. It's assholes like that that are the reason people didn't even give the Heimlich maneuver. Someone's choking now. Be like, let them die.
In certain states, you are protected. Like where if you are trying to administer first aid, regardless of whether or not you're trained, I think you're protected. Certain states will do that.
I don't know. It's just I don't get it. But it's true though. Like people will just walk away. Like I was in Key West once, and it was this girl riding riding her.
Yeah, it's the Good Samaritan law.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Okay,
riding her skateboard and she cut right in front of this guy in the moped. He fell off and just cracked his head, like fucking cracked his head open.
Jeez.
And I ran, but three people literally walked away, like, oh my god, I'm like, what are you doing? What are you fucking animals? Seriously, like you're just an animal. Because I think of like if I know if that happened to me, I'd want someone to come help me. You know, right. I wouldn't want people walking by me like fuck that guy. Hey,
yeah,
fuck
listeners,
him.
don't get wrong. Like Royce may seem like a complete asshole on the show and in every other aspect of his life, but you know, I don't know. I've always kind of sensed that from you. You're kind of a guy who, you know,
would shut up.
He's a good guy to
don't
have
tell
in
people
a bad
I'm nice.
Situation.
You're ruining this.
Right.
Shut up.
There you go.
Shut up.
What? I'm just trying.
I mean it inappropriate.
I'm
not Dutch. You're blowing my cover.
He's
bro.
The world's big brother.
No nice side. None.
Shut up. Anyway,
he's a sweetie.
Who wants to? Oh, we have one
he is
more.
The first person I thought to talk to when that guy rear-ended me and then was being all crazy and Indian on me.
It was an accident, guys. But you fucking weirdos! Before you get into it,
it was a car accident.
Car accident.
I was gonna say rear-ended.
She didn't get rear-ended by an Indian
that
way.
Last
night, I don't know what to think about anything.
Right. So. We were at a 7-Eleven and D got rear-ended by an Indian guy.
No, that's not exactly what happened. I mean,
listen,
maybe.
I already told you I call it butt punching. So.
Oh,
butt
I'm
punching.
Sorry.
Rear-ending is not my term for that.
So now D's driving around a fucking hoopty because we had to get a white door for the back of her fucking red car.
Yeah, but
or whatever.
It fit and it worked.
It fit and worked. They came down, him and Sean, and attached it.
But your van does look like you should be selling oranges in the back on the side of the road.
The back window looks very nice. It's just the rest of the back
rest,
that's destroyed.
The rest of the back's fine. The
bumper.
The back door, though. The back door looks good.
The door looks great.
My friend Patrick calls it the battle van.
See?
Oh, like the battle
it's like a war wagon.
I keep telling Royce he needs to start a business just called What Do I Do? Where people just call him when they're in a panic saying, what do I need to do?
Because I have an obsession with fucking the system and finding the cheapest thing. So I always try to like...
Let me help you.
I never like paying full... Even with other people's money, never like paying full price or anything. Like, fuck this guy. I know I can find it cheaper. I think it's because I'm Cuban. I just inherit it.
Yeah. Are the Cubans like the Jews of the Hispanic world?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're the J words of the Hispanic community. I am not saying that no more. I learned my lesson.
Maria will spit out her beer.
I don't want people to think I'm anti-Semitic because I'm not, just because I don't know how to say that word right.
No, but seriously, Dee, didn't you come out making a profit out of that situation?
I did, actually. The guy gave me $1,000, and the door costs about $400.
Wait, yeah, that guy was, by the way, you know, Dutch, this guy was so shady.
I think he didn't have insurance.
Yeah, of course, because this guy was like, first off, who has $1,000 cash on them?
Yeah, I don't know what he did. Weird. And I had to follow him in his creepy rape van all the way to the bank so that he'd give me the money, and I didn't know what to do. And there's this other guy.
Wait, time out. So he hits you, and you go, what are you going to do about this? Let me see your insurance.
I get out. I'm
$1,000 cash right now?
Yeah, I was like, I picked up my phone, and I'm starting to call my insurance company. He's like, whoa, wait. Please don't call insurance. And
okay, so you.
Oh no! Please don't call the police.
Yeah, and he was like, "I'll give you $400," and I was like, "I don't know that that's going to cover it," and I'd feel much more comfortable just calling my insurance company. And he was like, "I'll give you $1,000," and I was like, "Okay,
that'll cover it. That'll cover it." The door ended up being like $300 on eBay, then like $150 for shipping. So it was like $450, and the rest is just.
You're gonna have like a clown car where everything's like different colored.
Yep.
No, it's just the back.
Whoa! Different African American, bro.
Oh my.
it happened to you.
I got it now.
Yes, got him. I got him. Mission accomplished.
Good callback too, Rush. I like that.
My grandparents gave me the van, so it was free and.
It works.
I'm happy to have a car that works and is paid off, so I don't care if it looks like crap.
Yeah, I've never really cared. I've always driven like shitty cars, or at least ones that aren't like, you know, because the majority of my friends are all super into the cars and, you know, putting a lot of money. I've always driven a hoopty.
Well, here's your car.
I like to drive a nice car, but honestly, I am a horrible driver, and I feel like I would just crash it with intensity and be immediately angry. Yeah, I'm a horrible
driver. I'm starting a movement of people who are bad drivers to actually admit it, and I'm one of them.
Dutch, hold on.
It was literally
her back bumper up until a week ago.
It was duct taped on.
She would have to carry duct tape. Hold on.
No, you're not done.
Let me finish. She would have to carry duct tape in her glove box, and then when it rained, of course, she had to teach me how the duct tape
worked. Just take the bumper off.
Shut up. So
I need the bumper.
So she would tape it. When we went to change the door, I'm like, can you give me two screws? I fucking bolted her bumper back under her car.
I tried to screw it back in the place.
Pack bolted it right in.
With two TAPCOM screws, just blank, blank.
I wasn't strong enough to get it. And yeah. I didn't have the know-how to take it off. So it just,
I was like, I never want to see fucking tape on this car ever again.
Did we ever tell Dutch the story of how you freaked out when we were driving Connor?
Oh, fuck. I was driving the van, and it was myself, Marie, her kid, and Dee. So we're driving on the highway, and I guess it must have rained, and I don't know the rules about tape, and that when it rained, you have to retape it. So
yeah, because water.
The bumper comes off.
Yeah, you're Florida.
I know.
It wasn't the bumper. The back door, this is before Royce fixed the door, started unhinging, and I could feel the wind start sucking the door off and out, and I was in the very, very back seat, so I immediately like reached my hand over the seat and grabbed the handle of the door, and so I'm holding the door back down in the back seat of the van going, hey guys, I think the door's about to open.
So here's what's happening. Connor's like, he's freaking out because he's five and he should be this wind. And then, of course,
like,
me, I am fucking terrible under this pressure. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do? And I'm just freaking Connor out. I'm freaking the five. Instead of helping Marie's all calm.
I'm like, don't worry. I have the door.
I got it. It's fine. And I'm like, what do I do? Do I pull over now? We're all going to Connor, panic! We're all gonna die! I just start freaking out.
You are the worst.
And then the women are all calm. And then
this
I'm like,
Just keep, I can see the rock from here.
And then I remember saying, wow, I handled that terribly. I did admit it, at least. I was self-aware that I was like, I handled that terribly.
You're like, I am not cool under pressure.
That did not work.
That's funny.
Yeah. So,
So there's that story.
Oh my God. That was, I'm just not, I freaked out.
How do you guys let a five-year-old get the best of you?
What do you mean? How don't you?
I didn't. I just held the door.
Oh, okay.
Held the door.
I was calm.
Yeah, D was calm.
Everyone was calm.
But I've dealt with that situation many times.
Well, to be fair, I'm not used to cars falling apart in the middle of the highway on me. Come on, is that normal?
Oh, all right.
It just doesn't come apart like a fucking Lego car at high speeds.
Hey, guys, it rained.
Oh, God. Well, everyone, hey, give me 70 pounds of tape. But you got to put the car back. Okay,
we only
Rich.
Have 38.
Come on.
Doesn't the tape eventually get too heavy where it stops working and starts pulling it down further?
Maybe. I don't know physics.
Me neither.
Warlife Radio!
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
I literally think I got an Instagram. I think I posted one, possibly two photos, and then I haven't touched a thing.
Both of beer?
No, actually, one of them was of...
his
I know
balls?
It never ends.
Talk Radio Meltdown, every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you feel... classy on Monday nights.
Welcome to the slit party.
Yes.
Well, okay, maybe not. Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
God, they don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Penis.
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We got the Shy Kids.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Dirty Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da Poopy.
Papa da Poopy.
Okay. To the Mexicans.
hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh. Amazing.
Australia?
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
They're wacky, they're zany, they're a little bit crazy. They're missing the redneck, but that's okay because they're still here. That's right, the Sully Show. Sundays, noon to 2, right here on morelikeradio.com. Make sure you tune in, check out Dumbass of the Week, the best of Craigslist, and more. You never know, might even have a special edition of the Redneck News. That's right, the Sully Show. Follow me, Tattoos and the Touchdowns, noon to 2 on Sundays on morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
Under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow. This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping. Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio... professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hello, sir. My colleague and I are going through the neighborhood to see if you'd like to know the truth.
Sure, I love the truth.
Okay, we're from Jehovah's Witness, so we're Kingdom Hall Jehovah's Witness, and we believe, sir, that many people interpret the Bible as wrong.
What's a Jehovah's Witness?
Yes, sir, we believe the truth. I was once like you. I know not what to believe, but then I let my provider Jehovah into my heart.
Oh, my goodness. Your little cartoon has a girl on fire.
Yes, because a Jehovah will bring judgment against all and perish like the little girl will burn in the fire.
Well, you shouldn't be handing out drawings like this, ma'am. Well, don't you know that the government is watching you?
The government is watching me?
Was that?
He said the government are watching us.
I know.
How long they been watching us?
Can I ask you something? When was the last time you went to your local DMV?
I don't go to DMV. I don't have a car.
Oh, you can walk there. Trust me, you gotta go to the DMV. It's incredible. See, I was like you once. Afraid, unsure, doing stuff I shouldn't do, like showing people pictures of little girls with their heads on fire. But you know what I've learned? That just going to the DMV and letting go of all my wrongdoings filled me with a joy I had felt nowhere else. Would you like to read some DMV literature? This'll tell you most of what you need to know about the DMV. But just go. Everyone there is really nice. Your government is watching you, and your government wants you to be happy. Have a nice day.
Back live on Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice. On Facebook or Twitter. Thank you for tuning in to the second hour. You can always listen live at morelikeradio.com/live. Don't forget to stay tuned after the show for Footer and Greenway. See, I could take pot shots too with the Hungry Hungry Hippos movie. See, I listen to you guys. That's what you don't get. So now I'm going to take little shots right back at you.
What song was that?
This song?
It's the, this is stupid. It's
from the trailer for 22 Jump. Have you heard it? It's really good.
Yeah, it's
Who
great.
Is it though? Like,
it's... I don't fucking remember now.
Hold on. I can look it up in 2 seconds.
Write it down. That's a good one.
Stupid Faces. Yeah, it's
added
great
to my
song.
DJ Dutch list.
It's good, right?
Wallpaper.
Wallpaper.
Is the name of the band. Wallpaper is the band. Stupid Faced is the song.
Stupid Faced. All right. Okay, now that, is that good, Dutch?
Yep.
You want to hear more of the song?
It is a good song, though. You should hear the actual song.
You want to hear the song again?
Yeah, play it. Go ahead. Play the real song.
Oh, we just heard it.
No, Dutch, now you have to listen to the actual song a little bit because now you made this happen.
We bump it all the time.
Now you live with it. Now you live with this. You made this happen.
This is just...
Thank you, Dutch. Dutch, are you happy now? No, you know what, though? This is the same vein like Marie was saying. It's that rap, but funny rap, where it's not like LMFAO kind of, where it's not taking itself too seriously.
Right.
It's clearly like a white kid.
Whatever happened to 303?
They died.
They're dead.
What happened to the fucking singer of Sum 41? How about that?
Aren't they from Denver?
Boom.
Yeah. 303, they're from Denver. I mean, 303 is the Denver area code.
It's that's 303, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Pitbull's from the 305. He never says
that's
it.
That's Miami.
I know.
But Denver is 303.
Did it go silent for him, though?
No.
No?
No.
For me for a while.
Oh.
Maybe he fell asleep quickly.
Maybe.
And woke up. Maybe you
took a cat nap? Maybe you took a cat nap?
Did you take a nap with a cat?
Is Mira sitting in your lap? Did you take a nap?
No, I did none of those things.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, fine, D. Since you want to be so mean, you can read the next story.
Oh, snap.
I don't know. Why are you? Maybe, I don't know, the economy, time of the month. I mean, I can't answer that question for you. Do some soul searching.
You think I'm mean?
No, I'm just, can you read the story? I was trying to buy you time, and now instead, you focus on the crap I'm saying.
Retigent!
He just released a new album.
Shut up, Dutch.
Oh, did they?
Called Omens.
Dutch, shut up.
Is it any good?
Shut up, Sean.
I'm not having, I'm just looking at it
Dutch
now.
And Sean, shut up.
We're going to have to, yeah, let me know, bro, because I like the fat wobbles.
Rent-A-Gent hiring heartthrobs takes off around
the
country.
Oh, they're on tour right now,
too. Oh, really?
Dutch, shut up!
Are they going to hit Orlando? Or maybe Miami?
Another, they have a few dates on Warp Tour.
Oh, sweet. I like that.
Houston and Anchorage are the only two ones coming up right now.
Houston's kind of far and full of Mexicans.
But they're with Slightly Stupid at the Houston Beer Fest.
Well, I like Slightly Stupid.
I do, too.
Okay, so can we with the story now?
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right, D, go ahead.
Rent-A-Gent.
Oh, and June 11th.
Okay, Dutch, shut up!
Where's that? June 11th.
I can't hear you, D. You're way too low for some reason now.
Whoa. She has her. No.
There you go. Now? Talking to that part of the mic.
D has her auto.
I don't.
No, it's off.
It's been off the entire time.
She has her auto putting her face on the side of the mic on. Just talking to the mic, you'll be fine.
You got to grab it like this, and then you open your
Sean,
mouth real
that's
wide.
That.
Like,
are non-directional. Yours is directional.
Oh, is that what I was doing?
Okay, guys, stop with you.
I have to cup it like that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Take the microphones out of your mouth.
D, you're doing it right.
Sean's a professional.
No, he's not. He's
this.
A professional asshole.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Also true.
Okay.
Okay.
Story.
You're doing it wrong!
Rent-A-Gent. Hiring heartthrobs takes off around country. DC
oh, they have
area.
New shirts.
Oh, like Rent-A-Gentleman.
Yes. Washington. Do the perfect man may be hard to find.
Do they have gentlemen with accents? I like accents.
Ooh, they might. But renting him is easy.
So he's your male force then, right?
Well.
Kind of. But there's a restriction. No kissing and no sex.
No kissing or sex.
Well, then why am I renting him?
Yeah, what's the point? If I can't blow the guy, what's the fucking point?
Wouldn't a woman rather get fucked by a 5 than pretend to go out with a 10?
What if he wants the sex?
I guess.
What if the gentleman wants the sexual relations with me?
Let's be honest.
Well, then that could be negotiated for a further price afterwards.
But why would you pay money?
They're going to have sex.
Because there's a lot of fat, desperate women out there.
It's like the same thing as an escort service. Like, technically, you're not supposed to, but everybody knows they do.
I like to call it a sex court service.
That's the concept behind a new company called Rent-A-Gent, which is a marketplace where women can lease handsome, talented, and educated men for $200 an hour. Women can rent men for dates as entertainment, an instructor, or a handyman. No kissing and no sex. The service is taking off.
Just handies.
Just handyman.
Just handies.
Yeah, don't say anything about
blows.
Just hand stuff. Hands and fucking
who
mouth
kisses
stuff.
During sex, anyways.
The fucking homos.
Homos. Oh, that grosses me out too.
Fucking.
Fucking homos.
Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. We believe that some things are better done when you have a handsome guy by your side, says Rent-A-Gent President CEO Sarah with no H Schickman.
with no H.
The less than one-year-old business came about after Schickman attended an ex-boyfriend's party and wanted to have the perfect man by her side.
What? Oh, ew. Fuck her.
She's awful.
What's her face? What, do you guys have a picture of her?
No, but I'll find one.
I was going to say, I'm sure she's stunning.
I wanted to make him jealous and couldn't find hot enough dates, says Schickman.
Because you're not hot enough. Hold on. No, because she is, because she wants to date out of her league. That's her problem.
What's her name again?
Sarah, without an H, Schickman.
I feel like it's important to say whether or not Sarah's have H's or not.
It really is, because then how am I supposed to know if there's an H or not? Because that H is silent all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like somebody's name is Sarah.
No, she looks very Jewish.
Google wants to know if it's Hickman. Did I mean Hickman?
I found her, and she looks very Jewish.
Does she look very J-wordy?
Yep.
Thank you for restraining yourself.
I told you, I'm not going to offend people. I will say J, although in my opinion, J word sounds worse, but okay.
Here's a picture. I'm going to post it in the chat.
Oh, goody.
Uh-oh, that looks like the link that'll just put a bunch of letters in the thing.
Good job, D.
This is all Hickman that I'm seeing.
Yeah, I don't know if she's a real person.
Yeah, she is.
I don't understand.
Schickman.
I don't understand. If you're not good looking enough to actually date a gentleman, then shouldn't you already have a personality to have a friend that is a gentleman?
Not if you're also a cunt.
Oh, then
there's the rare ones.
Then just die. Then
cunts.
Just die. Then Darwinism should just take an effect and be like, you're not good looking, nor do you have a good
creationism.
Personality. All right,
yeah, ugly was Jesus. Created by God.
Jesusism will take into effect and love everyone to death.
Here she is.
Oh, she's not that bad.
She looks pretty.
I mean, I was expecting worse. How about that?
She looks Jewy.
There's some cuter pictures of her.
I mean, she's cute.
So okay. She'd rather.
She's not awful.
Oh, whatever.
I don't know why she can't get a gentleman.
What is it? $200. It's $200 an hour, right? Is that what it is? $200 for the night or some bullshit?
Ooh, that's yes, $200 an hour.
An hour?
I want to get $200 an hour just to go on a date with a bitch.
But you did.
It's more than just arm candy. Schickman says it's about enjoyment as well. Some
it's
of the company's more
candy.
Popular clientele are married women whose husbands purchase the service for their spouses. A lot of times there are situations where the husband may be traveling or the wife may want to do an activity the husband doesn't like going to the opera or going rock climbing. That's why you get a friend. You know what? I'll hire someone to go with you, and I'll know with this service there won't be any hanky-panky.
But that doesn't...
That's perfect.
Just because they have a rule doesn't mean they're not going to F all over the P.
What? You don't have to... Why are you doing that?
Why are you
that?
Censoring yourself?
I don't know, because I thought it would be funny.
You know what? This Sarah woman is a CEO, and that's why this business is never going to succeed.
Cordario Worrell of Gambrills, Maryland.
Whoa, sounds like a wizard!
Washboard abs and a degree in English telecommunications, as well as a minor in theater arts.
What about washboard abs?
Gee, I wonder how gay he is.
I bet you all he
talks. That's probably what it is.
You're right.
Oh, just rent a gay friend. Oh, okay. I'm totally behind
that's
renting
this
a gay
is.
Friend.
This rent a is rent a gay guy. Yeah, that's what this is.
Rent a gay bestie.
Well, rent a gay would throw it flows off the tongue way better.
Yeah, it really does.
Lady Trucker even said it before we even said that. He said, "Yeah, it's called rent a fag."
Whoa, that guy's definitely he's nice abs, but he looks like he likes dick. Definitely likes dick.
You can tell by their face.
Thank you. Look how happy he is. He's like, man, I can't wait to get some dick.
Okay, his education, physique, and talents, among which are modeling, singing, and dancing,
and turning me on.
Those aren't talents. That's just called clubbing.
He goes by Michael at Rent-A-Gent. He is the most popular.
That's just called clubbing. Very funny, Marie.
I have a lot of friends that model, sing, and dance.
Go on.
Wow, he is a hottie.
Hottie boombalotti.
I posted a picture of her. I guess she was on one of the talk shows. The gentleman in the middle, he's a good looking guy. But the other guy on the far left looks like the dude from Modern Family.
And also looks very sad.
Which one, Phil?
He does look sad.
Why does he look so sad?
So sad.
Oh. And the other two, he's not even looking where the other two are looking.
Yeah.
There's something interesting going off on the left hand side, and he's just looking down in his lap.
Out of the whole group, going, I can't fuck these girls. What's wrong, man?
Well, this job fucking sucks.
I thought it would be like one of those cool things, but now it's just lame.
You're gonna have to listen about her seven cats, and I can't at least fuck her a little bit.
I never get to do nothing.
That guy looking to the side kind of looks like a dark-haired version of Max from Catfish or whatever. Is that his name? He kind of looks like that guy.
Oh, that guy is so gay.
That guy, they're
oh,
so
Neve?
Gay.
Neve,
they're
yeah.
so gay.
That he has a tramp stamp, man.
I know, and like whenever they do the shots of those guys like in their hotel room before they go and meet the dumb Catfish Mark person, like only one bed is messed up, the other one's perfectly made.
It's very suspicious.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Father faces child cruelty charges for teens punishment.
Is it a video? I think this is a video.
It is a video. Want to watch it?
I'm about
to
hear it. I don't want to watch it.
All right, fine.
Is there anything interesting visually?
No, it's just a reporter talking. No, nothing interesting. Trust me.
Play.
I gave it to her because it's not worth playing the video.
Play.
I'd rather look at your beautiful face,
Hold
Dutch.
On. I'll just refresh
Thank
it.
You, buddy.
I'll refresh the
because
damn thing.
You are so handsome. Are you using a teeth whitener? Because I'm noticing.
I did get my hair cut. Thank you for noticing.
Oh, no problem. You look...
Paul Crawley in Douglasville.
Did you
just
shave?
Over a month.
Mm-hmm. Marie played.
Two women were accused of abusing a young child by putting him in a cage. A father is now accused of cruelty to his teenage son by sending him on a forced march that began here at King's Highway. And
I
Highway
imagine
5.
When they get off of these shoots, he's just like, why do we have to do this in the wind? Jared, you get it? My hair's messing up.
If we could just put a windsock on the boom mic.
What? I can't do this. It's in my earpiece. I can't hear this. It's like tinnitus. You ever had tinnitus before? I
yep.
hear it's just like this.
Okay, go ahead.
Why don't you just have him be in the studio in front of a green screen and then have the backdrop that you want him to be in front of behind him?
Well, Marie, let me tell you, that's don't. Not how we do it here.
You have to be in the windy area. All right.
Yes, it draws listeners in. I don't know why I sound like George Takei.
Approximately you 4 do. Foot 2.
All right, let's listen to this fat guy with a stupid pedo mustache and a bull haircut talk.
2 inches tall and about 144 pounds, 145 pounds.
According to Douglasville police, 40-year-old Charlie Mays also made his small 16-year-old son carry one of these, a large landscaping paving stone the entire time, a stone that weighed nearly 23 pounds.
That's nothing.
And he even made him carry it 3 miles to
Bitch.
Their home several times over the weekend,
so?
Day and night.
So?
In between that time, he was at home having to move rocks and
stuff. I tell you what, Tom. You know, it's even worse than you would treat a Negro, and that's pretty bad.
That guy's accent is like a parody accent that everybody else does of people from the South.
Yeah, it really
like,
does sound terrible.
How
it
doesn't
is
sound this abuse? Real. It's a cartoony.
How is this abuse? You can't make your kids do manual labor?
Wait, so I missed the first part. He made him
3 miles
like a 20-pound stone because of what?
He made him walk back and forth with a stone. I wasn't even paying attention. It was just saying for a punishment or something
it's
like
something
that.
It's something to do with the wind.
You want me to start over
yeah,
again?
Yeah, let's start over, guys. Take two.
All right.
Yes, go. I want to hear the wind.
Douglasville, where just over a month after two women were accused of abusing a young child by putting him in a cage, a father is now accused
Well, hold
of
on, hold on, hold on.
How are the two related?
Despite all his rage?
They're just both child.
Yeah, child.
The old guy just wanted to lean in.
The rampant child abuse that happens to afflict our small town.
What? What? No.
Go on.
So much child abuse.
His teenage son by sending him on a forced march that began here at King's Highway and Highway 5.
His traps must look great.
He is approximately 4 foot 2 inches tall and about 144 pounds, 145 pounds.
According to Douglasville police, 40-year-old Charlie Mays also made his small 16-year-old son carry one of these, a large landscaping paving stone the entire time, a stone that weighed nearly 23 pounds. And he even made him carry it 3 miles to their home several times over the weekend, day and night.
That's old school, Patrick.
Their background shots are just shots of extra pavement stones that he may or may not have had to carry.
It's
yeah,
so stupid.
I'm looking at the video too.
It's so stupid.
Like, and then there are these stones, which he did not move.
And then
there
are, more
rocks that could
stones.
Be the ones that we think it is.
I don't really think that's
he was
that
at
bad.
Home having to move rocks and stuff.
Having to move. He said having to move.
The guy has, is anybody addressing the fact that, okay, you know what, dude?
He's having to move.
No, you should have played this video because the guy, he looks like Fat Hitler.
He does look like Fat fat Hitler.
Well, didn't they say his kid was like four something and 150 pounds?
He's fat Hitler.
He has a He has like Lloyd Christmas haircut.
Boys, I'm sorry, we're too far in.
He looks like a character on Dumb and Dumber. Having to move.
Oh my God, he does look like Fat Hitler.
Yeah, skip forward to like 45 seconds to start. Actually, a little bit before that, so you can see the rock shots that they have.
And here are some pictures of some more rocks, and here's the street where he allegedly had to walk up and down. We don't actually have a picture of the kid doing any of these things.
By the way, yeah, that's old school like type punishment.
Yeah, I don't
Instead
see
of
the
just
problem.
Spanking your kid or grounding them, like he got creative.
But that's good. That's what kids remember so that they don't do shit again.
Hell yeah. The worst punishment I ever had was I was acting up when my parents were away for my older sister who was babysitting us. And my punishment, my dad called me on the I was on the phone with him panicking. And he was just like, you go to your room and you have to write out the book of Proverbs.
Oh, okay.
If you don't have enough done like I think you should have done, you're getting paddled when I get back.
My
worst
parents
weekend
did
of my
that
life.
To me once. It was so fantastic. They tried to get me to write the entire... They were so mad. They just slapped a Bible down in front of me and a stack of paper and a box of pens, and they were like, you will write from Genesis 1 until we say to stop.
You guys and don't you guys don't even know creative punishment.
Are you kidding me?
My dad hoarded a gigantic bottle of screws, nuts, bolts, and nails, and whenever we were punished, he said you had to go sort them. So we were perpetually sorting these just this gigantic pile of screws.
That's brilliant.
That's hilarious.
And then his brother-in-law made his children stand on one foot in a corner. And I'm pretty sure he beat them relentlessly.
My friend Carl's mom used to make him eat a bologna sandwich because he hated bologna. She made him eat a bologna sandwich. Every time.
One of the best punishments I ever saw my mom do hand out was one time my little sister Courtney drew on the wall with crayons. So my mom went and got duct tape and wrapped each one of her hands individually with the duct tape so she couldn't use her fingers for anything. She just had these two, like, to hold. So she'd have to hold
it's
a
like
glass.
It's like my hands are mittens and you can't.
She'd be holding a glass like, you know, just like this, like with her hands so she could drink. But that was the only thing that she could pick up were the glasses. And she'd just sit there and sit on the couch and cry. Because she, and my mom's like, I bet you'll never write on anything again. And
I'm
sure she never did.
Fingers are going numb.
No, she didn't.
I think you guys are right. Like, yeah, the more creative the punishment, the one you're going to remember the longest, and it's going to keep you from fucking up rather than just getting paddled or getting grounded or sent to the corner.
Yep.
I applaud that. I mean, a lot of people do think, you know, oh, it's inhumane. Why? Because you didn't think of it beforehand? That's a great punishment.
Kids got to learn.
I'm trying to think. We had all kinds of goofy ones. I'm trying to think of
Royce, your dad had to have given you a creatively awful punishment as a kid, right? You seem to be slightly disobedient.
My dad was more of a he was more of a fear inducing guy where it wasn't so. My dad never really hit me.
I never noticed.
He never really hit me. He wasn't really he didn't when I was a kid anyway.
No, right.
As a kid, he didn't hit me. And
right, he waited until you grew up.
Then he hit me. But he never really. He maybe hit me twice. He was more like, oh, I'm so scary. He would do this thing with his. He would do this thing with
yeah,
his,
my dad. Yep.
He would do this thing with his tongue. Yeah, well, technically, he would do this thing with his tongue where when he was mad, he would like roll it into a ball and bite it like this. Like, like imagine rolling the front of your tongue underneath it.
Oh, he used to do that all the time.
Let me see if you're doing it. Try to do it.
Is that supposed to be scary?
Like he's biting his tongue because he's so mad.
I've seen him do that a million times.
Right.
Usually after I was leaving
and
his office.
And as a kid, I would just think like it wouldn't make me upset. It would just make me go, wow, you have a really dry tongue. Like it was very white and dry.
Because he's biting it all the time.
Because he didn't drink water. He only drank Diet Coke. I've never seen him drink water in his life. But anyway.
I wish I had more of my uncle's stories because I loved going over to my uncle's house and listening to how my cousins had to grow up. Because they were the ones that had to stay in the corner. But, I mean, they're all perfect, perfect people. So they had to have been beaten just terribly. But there was my favorite story was they were saying that when they were kids, when they rode bikes, they had a certain road that they weren't allowed to go past that road. Like, you had to stay within a certain circumference around the house.
Right.
And they were biking past that area. And their dad was driving home on the way from work and passed by him as he was biking. And he slowed down to a stop and rolled the window down. And he just goes, I'll see you when you get home. And just drives off.
Oh, it's the worst.
And, they're like, I can't even tell you how completely terrified I was biking all the way home to my own punishment.
Oh, my God. Like, whenever your parents would say you're getting a paddle when we get home.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I remember that. I remember acting up one time. You guys remember the Berenstain Bears books?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a reading by the actual authors. This was years ago.
Jim Berenstain?
Yeah, well, one of them. Maybe that or one of their kids, the ones who actually took up writing this stuff afterwards.
Sally Berenstain?
But anyways,
why
like, yeah,
does she know
whole,
these things?
There was a whole lot of us, like a whole lot of kids up front, and I was acting up with one of my you know, little kids' friends or whatever, and I remember like feeling my mom grab the back of my shoulder, lean forward, and going, your father's going to paddle you when you get home. And I remember sitting there just staring going, 3 hours later, oh my God, that was the worst.
I gave Sean permission to break Connor's leg in the car.
Oh my God, that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. What? So when we were going to the beach last weekend and her son was kind of just being loud and rowdy like a five-year-old would, D turns around because she's in the front and Sean's in the middle and she goes, Sean, I give you permission to beat Connor. And he,
no, she says, I give you permission to break his leg.
Oh, that's
Connor,
right.
If you keep that up, I'm going to give Sean permission to break your leg and he'll do it too.
And I've never seen a kid. He did a freaking, what is it called?
Stewart,
where he turned his legs to the side and went, no! I couldn't help. I just laughed in his face.
He was kind of nervous around Sean.
No! No! He like tucked his legs into his chest.
He really did. It was funny. He balled up. He was just like trying to get away from me. And I was just looking at him.
As if like, Sean really you. Would break his leg.
You believed it.
No!
It's all about the tone you use when you tell them.
It's true.
It's
they have really, to sound believable.
Really works.
Did you ever pull up that video? Fat Hitler?
I've had it pulled up, and you guys started talking to myself. Here it is. Here's Fat Hitler.
It is Fat Hitler. Holy Jesus.
Look at him. He's so fat. According to Douglasville Police,
40-year-old Fat Hitler is so fat. A small 16-year-old son carry
one of these, a large landscaping paving stone the entire time. Day and night.
In between that time, he was at home having to move rocks and stuff from one side of the backyard to the other.
What? He was having to move stuff?
Having to move
having
stuff.
Having to move stuff.
The fact is, it's like a, I don't know, it sounds put on.
He looks like the human version of Gus Gus from Cinderella with a little fat mouse.
Gus Gus. That's so obscure.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's totally accurate. What a great reference.
I enjoyed that.
It's because one of his teeth is a little protruding out, like a little mouse would be.
He's very mousy.
Being taken right back out to the same location, dropped off, and made to walk back again.
A military veteran with no criminal record, Mays told police he was using military-style discipline.
Exactly!
Oh. Yeah, I guess it was.
His son for watching too many videos and not doing his schoolwork.
He did not feel that this was inappropriate at all, and neither did his wife.
A woman at the couple's...
Well, no, I mean, he didn't beat him.
Inappropriate.
He didn't beat him. He wasn't name-calling him. He wasn't doing anything except making the kid do physical activity.
Like, all right, if you're going to sit around and watch TV and not do your schoolwork, guess what you get to do?
I think the only thing that bothers me is that it was started as early as 3 o'clock in the morning. That's kind of like you have to go to high school and stuff.
I mean, it didn't have to be excessive, but
the kid's probably a piece of shit, and he was finally had it.
What did they say the kid was 4 foot something, 150 pounds?
Yeah,
he's probably just a fat little shit
yeah,
kid.
He's like, hey, fatso, get outside and actually move around.
If more parents need to treat their kids,
hold on, I used to walk for more than 3 miles with a backpack that weighed more than 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. So what's the fucking difference? It wasn't child cruelty. It was going to fucking school. I sound like an old man, I guess.
No, it's there's this whole fucking movement now to pussify children and make them turn into these little fucking useless pieces of shit. And that's what all the kids are now. Most of these kids are nowadays. Just little useless pieces of shit.
I wouldn't mind. I don't care if a parent's going to pussify their kid, but it's the fact that the law intervenes and tells you that you cannot punish your kid like that and then you get charged with cruelty charges. He didn't beat him. Like... What? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about cruelty. That's a little stupid.
Yeah,
too.
Father faces child cruelty charges because he made him walk around with a fucking rock.
God, home told us they have no comment. Meanwhile, Charlie Mays faces one count of child cruelty and got out of the Douglas County Jail on $3,500 bond Memorial Day. Paul Crawley, 11 Alive News.
That's fucking
bullshit.
To be fair, when I was that kid's age, there's nothing, my parents, there's no way I would have walked 3 miles. I would have dropped the fucking rock and been like, you're crazy. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to Nana's. Like,
you can't stop me. I'm going to Nana's right now. You complain about you.
I was a shit kid. I used to tell my mom.
You were an asshole kid?
I was. She would be like, if you do that, I'm going to spank you. And I'd be like, well, you better spank me now.
Oh, God.
She's like, I didn't know.
Dick.
Oh my God. It was only until I was about 8 or 9. And then I was like a perfect teenager. Never did anything very square. So.
No way, Royce.
What?
Broward judge arrested on DUI charge in courthouse parking lot.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, my gosh.
It happens.
Broward is the greatest county I've ever heard of.
Is it?
The judge.
All kinds of shit. Half her goddamn stories coming
on.
There.
Before I play the video, the judge is arrested in his own parking lot while being intoxicated and trying to leave in his car. That's what happened.
First of all, what kind of a dumbass cop did that, because that's going to trickle down. Now he's going to be getting desk duty the rest of his life.
Ooh, I like that the judge is a woman.
Oh, no, that's even worse. All right, I'm playing. Yeah. I'm playing. I have to play this. If it'll play. Go. Go, video, go.
I'm having the same trouble this weekend with my internet.
Let me refresh the page again, because I guess when you load it up and pause. And
three, do it now.
I'm doing it.
Wasting time.
I'm doing it.
It's going to work. It's going to work this time.
I'm doing it.
We can't do this.
I'm doing it.
This is terrible radio.
It's not terrible. It's really good. It's really good.
This is really awkward.
No,
I'm
really stressed out, guys.
Help me out here.
She's doing a good job.
No.
She's doing fine.
A good job.
No.
You can do it, Marie.
Oh, my gosh. Why is the video not have a play button anymore?
Circuit Judge Lynn Rosenthal was arrested for DUI Tuesday morning in the driveway of the judge's parking lot at the Broward County Courthouse, according to the Broward Sheriff's Office.
Take a breath.
Kayla Concepcion, a spokeswoman for the agency, said the arrest happened.
Holy Christ, dude. Fucking use a comma.
Kayla Concepcion?
He
said Kayla Concepcion.
Right.
Concepcion?
Concepcion.
Right.
Shortly after 8 a.m., when Rosenthal's BMW SUV struck a parked sheriff's office vehicle in the parking lot.
Just driving around all drunk.
Struck a parked sheriff's van? No. Hold on, I have to start over.
Rosenthal, 56, is the third. Rosenthal was arrested for DUI Tuesday morning in the driveway of the judge's parking lot at the Broward County Courthouse, according to the Broward Sheriff's Office. Kayla Concepcion, a spokeswoman for the agency, said the arrest happened shortly after 8 a.m. when Rosenthal's BMW SUV struck a parked sheriff's office vehicle in the parking lot. Rosenthal, 56, is the third Broward judge arrested in the last year and a half. Concepcion said Rosenthal will be booked into the Broward main jail. Rosenthal was appointed to the bench in July 2012 by Governor Rick Scott. She had been an assistant United States attorney since 1985, prosecuting international drug trafficking, money laundering, human smuggling, firearms trafficking, arson, tax fraud, bank robbery, and other federal...
Such as SEALs.
Wait, was that her...
And SEAL.
Was that her going to work or leaving work?
It was 8 in the morning. It had to have been just getting there.
So she was so hammered still.
Yeah, she probably was drunk the night before.
She probably got drunk that morning.
Wow. My favorite part, though,
driving
the third judge in Broward, which is a county in Florida,
in the last year,
that has gotten arrested?
Yes.
Yeah, it happens, man.
They're doing good.
Judicial system, yeah.
They're doing good. What for Liquidale?
Can you now see why all of us got out of Broward County?
Because it was being too successful and was frightening us?
It's not. What? The county is awful.
I run away from success. So
isn't our good friend, famous world director, Phil Lord from Broward?
He was from Miami-Dade.
Miami-Dade.
Which is just next to Broward.
5 minutes out there.
Well, that makes sense why he's a Clippers fan.
All right, Sean, next story, go.
Oh, who, me? Yeah. Man denied triple whopper, upset over relationship, goes on shooting rampage in Port St. Lucie.
Okay.
Port St. Lucie is the best stories. I'm sorry, Broward County is close, and sometimes Sarasota and Bradenton are there.
I have the 911 call.
But the Port St. Lucie ones get me the most.
Okay, it seems like it's an all Florida night tonight.
Who wants to hear a little 911 call?
Let's hear it.
911, police, fire, ambulance. Ma'am. Ma'am. Where are you at?
Road.
What's going on?
My neighbor came over. Somebody's shooting a gun in her house, and the kids are there. Her kids are there. The neighbor is shooting at her.
Ma'am, you need to calm down. What is the address on Kenwood? In Kentwood. Somebody's shooting a gun at the house. Who is?
I don't know. It's my neighbor.
Okay.
I don't know. It's my neighbor.
Okay. Panicky women should never call 911 because this woman is like, okay, obviously shots fired. I need to get the address to alert the guys. And this dummy, ugh.
Did she see the purple?
I'm panicking.
She's here with me. Hold on.
Hello?
What's the point of calling 911 if you don't have, if you can't just give the address to have you
So then she gives the phone to a man. Now, this man's probably illiterate.
The man shot my children. Please hurry up.
Ma'am, who shot at your house?
Please hurry up.
Ma'am, you got to stay on the phone with me. Do not hang up.
Oh, my God. I hope you didn't.
Hawkins, why would that person shoot at your house? Oh, my God. Ma'am?
I don't...
Ma'am? I hate people.
Wow, fucking tell the lady what she needs to know!
Calling 911 if you don't want the people to get there.
Loneliness?
It's just, I've called 911 twice in my life, and that's the first thing I address.
Never not once.
Okay, then what happened? This is what happened. Like, what's the point of calling if you're...
She realized
that help will get there faster if they just give out the information and then stay on the
phone. She got nervous. Give her a second chance. Let her call back.
Like when Dutch passed out in Chinatown in garbage juice, we were calm when we called 911.
E-Rock was laughing at me, but you guys were calm.
Well, we didn't really call 911. We're like, do we need to?
Talk to me. You think the person shot into your house?
He came into my house. Shot.
He came into the house and shot. Who is he? What is his name?
He's 24 years old. Yes.
He's 24. Good. Thank you for... What's his name?
Did they cut out the part where they gave the address? Because I didn't hear any part.
Yeah, they might have cut it out. They might have cut it out.
Okay, all right.
Where's he at now?
I don't know. I'm in the neighbor's house in the closet. Oh, my God. I hope he didn't kill my children.
Oh, my God. I knocked over three of my lamps that have saints on them.
Did she just say, oh, my God, I hope they didn't kill my children?
No,
there's a guy now. He had the gun to my daughter's head. I ran next door so they can call the police.
Okay, stay on.
Wait, he had the gun to his daughter's head. And dude, he ran away? He ran away? What a faggot!
Vagina.
The fuck?
What a terrible person.
This is a woman talking, isn't it?
Whatever! It doesn't fucking matter.
She gave the phone to the girl, or to the guy. Ooh. You don't hear the change in voice?
Regardless of that, either way, this is what we were talking about earlier.
Still sounded feminine.
Who runs away? Oh, whatever.
On the phone with me. Stay on the phone. Hey, my shooter's still in the house. There's kids in the house.
Hey, Martha! Put down the Lean Cuisine! No, there's still kids. Yeah, fine, I'll have one too. There's still kids in the house.
You want me to take the muffins out? I think they might burn.
The mom will be here.
Where the fuck's my triple whopper?
Ma'am, what's your name?
Yes.
Okay. And is he a boyfriend or what?
He's an ex.
Oh, okay, so it is.
He's an X-Men?
I'm out.
Is his power shooting people? With guns? Sorry. Go ahead, Dutch.
Who was the first girl on the phone? Because the voices sound totally different.
The thing is, I think it might be an improv troupe. It's just one person that does voices.
Oh.
According to this, it's the mom of the girl.
Do you see him?
No.
I'm at my neighbor's house in their closet.
You're at the neighbor's house where?
In their closet. I got to go check on my children's home.
This woman, apparently, they were holding, the guy who was angry about the Whopper was holding a gun to her son's head, and she grabbed her daughter and then ran to a neighbor's and hid in the closet.
Okay, I thought it was two different people.
She just abandoned her son to death. I mean, I get it, but
over a Whopper.
God, I think he killed my children.
A triple Whopper. I think he killed my children. Oh my God, this is getting dark.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Ma'am, just stay on the phone with me, okay?
Wait, did the kids die? Does anyone know?
No.
They didn't? Okay, so we can play. We're fine. We can play.
Critically
where we just went.
How many kids are in the house?
Two.
Port St. Leo, liar.
So much typing.
I was going to say, is this on like a teletype typewriter?
She's also playing StarCraft.
Ticka, 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 ticka,
ticka. Clack, clack, clack.
Oh.
Okay.
You're going to have to tell me where she is, okay?
And you were inside and he come in there shooting and you went out?
No, he was talking to my mother on the phone. I told my children to get out.
And I was like, fuck my kids. So I left.
Whoa. He said she can't move. And he kept saying she can't move. And then when I looked at him, he had a gun to him.
I'm assuming this wasn't a gated community?
Not important, Lucy. Okay.
My daughter's head and his hand was on the trigger. And I told my son to go outside. And he said, I'm a killer. And then he started shooting. And I told my son to run. And I came next door.
Okay, just stay with me.
I'm going to forgive the previous statement where, because at the time I thought it was a dude who had, another dude who had his gun to his kid's head and then just ran away. But I guess he did start shooting. So
I know what you do. You have to talk him down. I've seen enough hostage movies. You have to talk him down, promise him a helicopter, and you're fine.
I didn't get why she didn't keep her son with her when she ran to the neighbors.
Because
she's just like, run
shit.
For your life. I'm going
to run, bitches. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Okay. Stay with me.
For the police out there. Oh, I hope my children's not dead. And then he shot through my neighbor's window and stuff.
Beverly, get up and go over there and see if they got somebody on the way to Kenwood. The guy's inside the house with kids.
Also, give me some creamer, because I'm out of creamer.
You know, shooting. I kind of like this 911 operator. Yeah. Like, she's really...
No nonsense.
Be proactive about it. Like, otherwise, like, okay, they'll be there eventually. You know what I mean? Like, this one's like, get somebody on it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I kind of like her.
Okay, just stay on the phone with me. Are you with me?
Uh-oh.
Stay on the phone with me, honey. Stay on the phone with me, okay? What's going on over at your house? Can you see anything?
I'm in their closet. I want to know if my son is. He was outside and he shot, and I didn't see my son behind me. The police
are there. Are the police there?
Yes or no? I'm getting frustrated for this lady. Oh.
I don't know.
Whatever, it was over a triple whopper, okay?
Is that the whole story? So can anybody read the end of the story? Like, Sean? We know what happened. Obviously, everybody survives. We don't have to hear any more of the tape, but like, what's the actual story behind this?
A 24-year-old man killed his girlfriend's stepfather and critically wounded her 7-year-old son in a shooting rampage after a running argument and being dissed for not getting the triple whopper he wanted, Port St. Lucie police say.
Makes sense.
Wow.
Police. So what happened? He probably ordered a triple whopper. When they got there, they probably didn't have enough money, and they gave him a regular whopper, and he was probably pissed.
Brandon
so he
Lamar,
shot the grandfather?
Yeah, I mean, triple whoppers are good, bro. Here.
Agreed to meet this girl at Burger King and let her daughter borrow a laptop for homework. He told her to get a triple whopper for him. When they met, they argued about their relationship. okay, and then... apparently, this guy has numerous girlfriends in several different cities.
He's got hoes in different area codes.
No, they're all in 3-2-1.
Oh, God, hoes.
When things quieted down.
In different area codes.
Area codes.
A fight erupted, and Hawkins put a gun to the head of Young's daughter, according to the report. Young and her son ran out of the house to get help, and that's when the gunfire started. Young made it to a neighbor's home, and she hid in the closet with the neighbor's wife, which is probably who we heard on the call.
Okay.
When things quieted down, she came out and found her son lying in the yard. She ran to her stepfather's room to get his help and found 69-year-old Levi Williams bleeding from head wounds. Let's see.
Jesus.
Overall,
Hawkins
whopper.
Told police that he aimed at Young when he started firing and regretted that he missed her. Police say he expressed no remorse for killing Williams, with whom he had problems in the past.
Here's the thing, though. We say over a whopper. That was like the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm sure he had been having arguments and issues with
nope.
I'm sure the whole thing.
Just that one whopper.
Time.
They had never fought before. They didn't know how to handle it. and it got way out of control really fast.
That's a weird first fight to have. Weird for a first fight to end like that.
Williams right? was shot.
Well, that's what happens
times.
When you don't fight on a regular basis. When everyone's right. like, "Oh, I never fight,"
so it ends in a bloody rampage.
Yep.
All right, that makes sense. Marie, speaking of bloody rampage, don't you have a?
I do have a bloody rampage story.
Go ahead.
It's not
before you get into that though. No. I mean, like, have you got?
Segway.
Have you guys ever known anybody that way? Because you guys, you know, we all know a ton of different people. Like, I think my friend Seth is the only one I would know who would probably do something like that because he never fights with anyone, and he, you know, just builds it up. Because I think the majority of the anybody who does radio is probably explosive type personality, where we get annoyed at the smallest thing, we'll explode over it, and not have it harbor where this kind of shit happens.
I agree. Was just quiet, silent rage.
I'm going to correct myself. I think Sean is the kind of guy who would do that. Out of anybody on the show, who do you think was more likely to shoot someone?
John.
Sean. John.
John.
John's more likely to put like a cinder block through someone's. Skull.
I have seen no. If John had a gun, he would shoot somebody.
He would shoot somebody.
Crazy baton out at that old man just because he walked in front of his car to get him to slow down.
And
he's gonna beat the fuck out of that old man.
He's gonna kill somebody.
He beat a bum up with Wolverine claws one Halloween metal ones. He did that.
Remember that time he punched Nathan?
He got in a fist fight in our fuck. I'd be right before Hippo Juice with Nathan.
Yeah, I remember that.
Blood everywhere.
Wait, beat a bum?
Yeah, there was a bum, and the bum was asking him something, and he grabbed John's big metal Wolverine claws on Halloween, and John beat him, hit him twice with his metal claws. Like, he's a crazy person. I love him, don't get me wrong, but he's crazy.
Oh, John is out of his mind, definitely, but that's the reason why.
It's why I love him.
He's great.
Dutch, if I was going to shoot anybody, it would be cold and calculated.
And it would be you.
It wouldn't just be a rampage.
It would be
like
you,
a
Dutch.
Vicious rampage.
Yeah,
no, I can see that out of you. It wouldn't be a rampage.
No, it would just be, okay, I've had enough of this person, I'm going
to
kill him.
I'm trying to think of the last time I lost my temper, like, to that fashion. Because I've definitely, and I'm sure you guys have too, like, just where you get to the point where you're mad enough to actually kill the person you're irritated at.
I don't know if I ever want to kill somebody. I've wanted people to die, I will say that. But I don't think I've ever wanted to be the one to kill them. I have wanted people to die, though.
There's been times where I always feel like, man, I wish that bitch would hit me so I could just nail the shit out of her in self-defense. Like,
well, here's the thing. If you have to, like, justify it with, I would do it if I had a good cause, then you don't really want to do it. I mean, you would, but you don't really want to. If you really wanted to get... Because I've had...
Well, I don't want my kid taken away from me. Somebody. Like,
exactly.
Before I had Connor, I was probably a lot more volatile, but now it's like, ooh...
Well, from what you were saying earlier, you were a shit kid. You were a horrible friend.
I was an amazing friend. I've always been an amazing friend.
You're a horrible human being.
I'm a great friend.
People think you smell like pee.
Hey, now, that's crossing
just because
a line.
They used to call me Deanna Piana in her pants when I was in the third grade does not mean that I smell like pee.
Oh, no.
Please tell me
I just sat
actually.
In a puddle. Yeah. I sat in a puddle. It wasn't pee.
Oh, no.
That was your nickname in middle school?
That... Tomato face, because my cheeks are very red.
Oh my God,
Deanna Banana. But yeah, Deanna Piana in her pants is what this boy.
That's really
me
good.
In third
that
Joel Mole who lives in a butthole.
That's good.
I like
that.
That
was one I had.
They used to just call me
that's
fat.
So mean.
Yeah, I had that one. I was called Tumbleweed. I was called Jizzle, and then just got shortened to Jizz.
I was the. That was the kid that broke his leg on the playground.
That was what do they call you?
That was just what they referred to me as, the kid that broke his leg on
kid
the playground.
That's the kid that broke his
aren't
leg.
Aren't you the boy that broke his leg on the
yes.
playground?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm sick of for Sean, be just hanging out with him for so many years? Every time someone, do you play basketball?
No.
Do you play basketball?
No.
Bro, do you play?
No.
No, just because he's tall.
Although I didn't get asked that not
but can you
once
imagine,
this weekend.
Like being tall, that's the only way to get away with it. You can't walk up to a black guy and go, do you play football? Do you play football? Because you're black. Like, it's just because you're tall doesn't mean you play basketball.
Jesse refers to you as a brontosaurus, but other than that.
You really
you
are.
Here's the thing, though, dude. When you're freakishly tall like Sean is, like, you know, that's going to be, it's not like a race type of thing.
It no, but no, that's not my point is don't people have the wherewithal to know, wow, he's probably been asked this question a billion times.
No, because I do it. It's the same reaction I have when I see a small person to just like go over and pat their head.
I've had my head patted many times.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just walk up to D and just be like, oh, that's nice. Mm. There you go.
She's so little.
Look how tiny she is.
Marie, Royce, you guys have any shitty nicknames?
Luckily, Marie rhymes with very little. I avoided a bullet.
My
I call her Marizels.
I call you Marie-tard.
Yeah, all my nicknames came later in life by you animals. Have Marie-tard. Ryan gave me Marie Moo, a combination of Marie and an emu. And then I actually like Marizels. But yeah, I don't have a whole lot of nicknames.
I like Marie-tard.
It's better.
Royce, by you. No, Royce, you seem like more, you were more of a bully, I'm assuming, growing up, right?
No, they used to call me fat. That was my nickname. That was my nickname. Fat.
Just fat?
Yeah, no, I really never, to be honest, never got picked on much. I was.
No nicknames at all.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're all hurtful, but I mean, they don't rhyme in my name. They're just plays on me being fat. Pudgy was one.
Well, yeah.
Putty was another one, because it was a very pudgy and putty, because I was fat, see? And they were really quick-witted. What else? I'm trying to think. I mean, really, it was just
quick-witted. I've always been skinny my entire life. Boner was my nickname forever.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Boner,
dude. And you want to know why you probably stuck? You probably did the same thing I did, and you probably got the wrong advice from one of your brothers. Like, hey, dude, if someone calls you something, just go with it, and they'll never call you again.
Until that becomes your name. See, you have to understand, Dutch, the dynamic with my brothers is different because I'm the oldest, not the middle child.
Yeah.
So they don't get to say anything. They do what I say.
Okay, well, I'm just more or less saying, like, the whole jizzle and then it getting shortened to jizz. I got called jizz for, like, 3 years straight, and I responded to it because I figured, hey, if I just go with it and I make it seem like it doesn't bother me, then they won't call me that. But then it just became my name.
My nickname
was
Boner.
That's what happened to me in high school.
I was like 17.
One of my friends.
Hold on, D. Sean, what was that?
It was Boner until I was 17, and then I was 18.
Now, why'd you let that happen though? Like,
because I'm the kid that doesn't care.
You don't care.
I didn't care. I was too high to care at that time.
Sorry, D. Go ahead.
That's okay. People are breaking out, so I didn't realize he was talking. Yeah, they used to call me porn star in high school, which is funny because
she had sex for money.
Exact opposite of the person I am today. I was very like prudish.
Are you saying that you're kind of a hoe bag now?
You're saying it a lot. My friend was talking about how he had like accidentally printed the porn he was looking at on the internet on his parents' computer, and it went into printed in their room. So like he freaked out, and so I said something like, "Oh yeah, something about porn stars," and he was like, "What? You're a porn star?" And stupid me, thinking I'll just go along with the joke. I was like, "Yeah, Spencer, I'm a porn star." They all called me porn star, which eventually got shortened to porno. And then they start going porno across the
God.
And then a substitute teacher called me porn star.
I mean,
substitute teacher. Really? Yeah. Well, and then my friend bought me a shirt that said there was a porn star brand.
It
was
I remember. I remember that.
I had a shirt that said porn and a star. It was a little baby tee on my giant boobs because when I was in high school, I had giant boobs still. And so, I didn't help. I didn't help. I thought if you went along with it, it would go away, but it didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it never does. But I don't know. I don't really remember.
You've never had any? Everybody, I imagine, has nicknames.
I really don't can think of any. Royce. Royce is already a weird name, I guess. I don't remember. I really don't. I'm not holding anything back. If I remember one, I'll tell you. I don't remember of any.
Well, your mom calls you Roycey.
Yeah, but that's just a variant on Royce. I mean, it's not really a nickname.
They also call him Roycito.
Yeah, also that. But
my mom calls me Joel Bird or Bird, and I don't know why.
Well, I'll tell you what I know, that Footer and Greenway are coming up next. I'm sorry, the Red Show's coming up next. So stay tuned for them.
I don't get the reference. Greenway?
Huh? No, we should make fun of them.
In front of him. I just want to know so I can join in on the fun and make.
Well, I don't want you to join in on the fun because it's not all about you, Dutch. How about that?
Dutch, hey, they're a bunch of dicks, and we're making fun of them because they're a bunch of dicks.
I happen to like the Red Show a lot.
I like them too.
Right, but that doesn't mean they're not
like
dicks.
I don't like their fans or them.
Oh, they're pieces of shit. I know that.
Okay.
But.
As long as we can agree on it.
Whatever. That. They're coming up next. And maybe take another hungry hippo shot there, Footer. I listen, homeboy.
Why
does that make you so mad?
It doesn't really make me mad. I don't give a shit. Marie, is someone going to play the music? Because we got 1 minute before
apparently,
we have to go.
Apparently, I'm now in charge of it. Oh.
Whoa.
There's Joe going for it. I figured
you were going to be bad like you were last week. You want me to do it again? You want to do it?
No. No, we're fine.
I'd rather not be the one in charge of it.
No, we're fine with what we're doing.
You've always been the one in charge of it.
Okay.
1 minute.
Okay. Well, I forgot to save any of these.
All right, guys. Red Show up next. So, blah, 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 blah. You are crap.
Footer is actually a very handsome man. Have you guys actually seen what he looks like?
Yeah.
Kind of want to kiss him on the mouth. In like a totally hetero homo way.
I don't know if that's a real thing.
No, he's very pretty though.
Well, I mean, so are you.
But seriously though, he's got these big, thick, luscious lips.
Mm-hmm.
Like not the one where, like you would want them wrapped around your dick. You just kind of want to kiss him.
Okay.
He's got a very kissable mouth.
I understand what you're talking about.
He's a pretty guy. Pull him up. I don't know his actual name, but.